From the Gemara, that tests Zion on the Dalek, we want to try and reach the Mishnah and see the relevant Mishnah Brura. Okay, says the Gemara. Hakoyre lemafreya lo yotza. If somebody reads Kriya Shema in the reverse order, we're on Test Zayin Omid Aleph on the fifth line of the Gemara. Hakoyre lemafreya lo yotza. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi have a kokatrin le ganuna lerbalozo. As we said yesterday, Rashi explains, Rav Ami and Rav Asi were tying the chuppah for Rabbi Elozar, who was about to get married. Omaluhu, so he said to them, whilst they were preparing the chuppah, Adahochi Vahochi, in the meanwhile, Ezel, I will go, Veshma Milsa, the Bei Midrasha. I will go to the Beis HaMedrash, and I will hear what's going on there. The Aisi, the Emeluchu, and I will come back and I will tell you. And I'll, if there's anything to report, a good Gishmak Chidush La'alocha, I will report it to you. Ozal, indeed, he went to the Beis HaMedrash, Ashkechei L'tana, the K'toni Kameder of Yechanan. So he found one of the Tanoim discussing the following in front of Rabbi Yechanan. And he said, if somebody read Kriya Shema and he made a mistake, now what does it mean he made a mistake? For example, he missed out a word. So he's aware that he missed out a word, but he's not sure where it was. So I'm in the middle of Kriya Shema and I don't know where it is that I have to go back to. Says the Gemara. Now, there's a bit of a discussion on what the girsa, what the correct girsa is. But it would seem to be that you have to read it as follows. If you see next to the word ta'ah, there's a small little aleph, which sends you to the bach. If you have a look at the bach's girsa is the heichon ta'ah, yachzor leroish. So he throws in two words over here, Yachzor L'Roish, you should go back to the beginning. So if you don't know where you made a mistake, you know that what? That you lost track and you were somewhere. So you've got to go back now where? L'Roish, to the beginning of Shema, because you have a Sofik, you have absolutely no idea where the mistake was. It could have been at the beginning, could have been somewhere else. You have no idea where you were up to. So therefore, the obvious halacha, you've got to go back all the way to the beginning. That's halacha number one. If you keep on reading with the Bach, Be'emtza ha-perek, Yachzor le'tchilas ha-perek. What does it mean, Be'emtza ha-perek? Be'emtza ha-perek means, I do know that I am in the middle of a perek. So for example, I know that I read the first perek of Shema, and everything was fine. I'm now in the middle of the second perek, and suddenly I got lost. So there's obviously no reason for him to go back all the way to the beginning of Kriya Shema, because he knows that the first perek was absolutely fine. So what would he have to do? He'll have to go back to the beginning of that particular perek. If you know you're in the second perek, you'll go back to the beginning of the second perek. So we've had one case, which is you've got no idea where you are, so you've got to go back all the way to the beginning of Shema. The second case is you know you are in the middle of a perek, so you just go back to the beginning of that particular perek. Final case is if it is bein perek leperek. What happens if you happen to be in between the prokim? There are obviously two in-betweens, between one and two and two and three. So I know that I've just finished a perek, And I know I have not begun the next perek. I'm in between, but I don't remember which of the in-betweens I'm in. Says the Gemara, Bein perek leperek, yachzer leperek rishon. So you go to the first in-between. Because obviously you don't know, am I the first or the second? So you have to go back to the first. Bein ksiva leksiva. As Rashi explains, one of the words in Shema, which is repeated twice, is ksiva, ukasavtem. So imagine you're saying to yourself the word ukasavtem, and then all of a sudden you think to yourself, one second, where am I up to? Which ukasavtem? In parasha number one or parasha number two? That's what it means, bein ksiva leksiva. So obviously, yachzor leksiva rishayna. So you're going to have to go back to the first ukasavtem. You have no right to assume that you are now up to the second. You'll have to machmen and go back to the first. Says Rashi. Yachzei l'roish k'goyim shehoyo yodea shebeperek zeh to'o. I know that it was in this particular perek that I made a mistake, the dileg, and I missed out a word. But I just don't know where I was that I made the mistake. Bein perek leperek, says Rashi, sheyodeya shegomar haparsha, on the second narrow line of Rashi. If I know that I finished a particular parsha, v'tzorech lahaschil parsha acheres, and I've got to begin a new parsha. The problem is, ve'eni yedeya, he does not know, ve'ezoi mehen, which one of them. I know I'm on the brink of beginning a new parasha, I'm not sure which one. So then, says Rashi, yachzor leperek rishon, which means lehefsek rishon. Doesn't mean go back to the beginning of the first perek, obviously. It says Rashi means go back to the first gap, i.e. v'hoya im shemaya. V'hoya im shemaya is how the second parasha begins. You'll have to go back to the second parasha. If it is bein ksiva leksiva, what does that mean? Sheyodeya, he knows, shetzorech loymar ukasavtem, quote unquote. He knows that he has to say the word ukasavtem. That's where he's up to. Problem is, ve'ein yodeya im rishon, im sheni. I know I'm about to say the word ukasavtem, but I was daydreaming. And I don't know whether it's the first or the second, so you're going to have to go back to the first. So all of this is what Rebbe Loza, remember the story. Rebbe Loza is having his chuppah built. He goes off to the Beis HaMedrash and he hears the following said to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who hears, not the one who said. He hears it. The Gemara says it was a Tane in front of Rabbi Yochanan who said all of these halachas. Says the Gemara, Omalei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan responded back to the Tana who said it to him in the first place. Loi shanu elo shaloi posach b'leman yirbo yimeichem. We're only talking about that he didn't get all the way up to pretty much the end. Leman yirbo yimeichem v'mei v'neichem, etc., etc. Avol posach b'leman yirbo yimeichem. But if he'd already begun saying Leman Yirbu Yemechem, which means he has said pretty much most of Shema, he's almost finished the second parasha, then Sirche Nokit V'osi Osa. Sorry, Sirche Nokat V'osi. What does Sirche mean? Look at Rashi. Om Rav Yochanan Atana Sirche Noket Ein Litois Mikan Ad Emes V'Yatziv. Unlikely he made a mistake from there till Emes V'Yatziv, which is the end. Ve'ein Tzorech Lachzor Elo Le'Emes Sheha'Parsha Shegura B'Fiv. What does it mean, Sheha'Parsha Shegura? Shegura means it's fluent. If you've got that far, then you can assume that all was plain sailing. If he got that far, then we can presume that he probably continued until the end. And if he's not sure if he made a mistake, he can assume that he didn't make a mistake. We'll see more details of this in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, let's have a look briefly at Tosfos, the second Tosfos. He doesn't know where it is that his mistake was made. So he goes back to the beginning. Says Tosfos Pirush, the reason is, Mitam she'eino yodea. The whole problem is because he does not know where it is he made his mistake. Meheicham ta'o, where was his mistake? Avol im hoyo yodea meheicham ta'o. But if he does know where his mistake is, shadileg, he skipped teva oy pasuk, either a word or an entire pasuk. In other words, he's in the middle of Shema, and all of a sudden he remembers, one second, I'm fully aware that I've made a mistake. I just realized that I've forgotten to say a particular pasuk, and I do know where that mistake is. The Gemara is talking about where you don't. So if you don't know where your mistake is, obviously you've got to be machmir to cover all your possibilities. But says Taisus, if I do know that I missed out a particular word or pasuk, then there's no necessity to repeat the whole of Shema. Einoi tzorech lachzor, elo me'oisoi pasuk ve'eilech. So then what I'll do is I'll just go back to that particular pasuk and onwards. What does that mean, and onwards? That word ve'eilech is critical. Why is that word ve'eilech critical? Imagine you're towards the end of the first parasha, and all of a sudden you realize, one moment, I think I messed up in the pasuk of Va'ahavtoes Hashem Elokecha. So I don't need to go all the way back to the beginning, Shema Yisrael. I can start from the pasuk Va'ahavto. But Ve'eilech, I've got to continue from there onwards. Even though I happen to be at the end of Shema, I can't now go back and read that single pasuk that I missed out and say, fine, now I'm okay. Why not? Because that's koirei lemafreya. You cannot read Shema out of order. So if I've read pasuk number one and number two, and then I miss out pasuk number three, and then I go to pasuk number four, and pasuk number five, and pasuk number six, and all of a sudden I realize I've missed out pasuk number three. I can't merely now say pasuk three and then jump back to pasuk seven. That's koreh, I'm afraid, not reading in the correct order. So I'm going to have to go back to pasuk three, although I do not need to go back to pasuk number one. I'll have to go back to pasuk three and then keep on reading four, five, six, seven, and onwards. Says Tosfos in conclusion, v'chein b'Halel u'Megillah. Same halachas would apply in Halel and Megillah. If you're in the middle of Halel and you realize, I've made a mistake, I've skipped a word or I've skipped a pasuk, you go back to that particular part and then you keep on reading. Now, let's open the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a Mishnah Berurah open in front of you, it'll be worth seeing. Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph.
Simon.
Samach Dalet. 64, Samach Dalet. Sif Aleph, Base, Gimel, Dalet. It's quite a bit to see, but it's worth seeing. So basically, we can now learn, I hope we'll try and do it a little bit quickly, we're going to try and learn this entire Siman in Shulchan Aruch. Because we, Baruch Hashem, have now seen the relevant sugyas for Sif Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Samach Dalet, Sif Aleph. Hakoyrei lemafreya, this is of course the halachas of Kriya Shema, that's the title of the Siman, Din Hatoya b'Kriya Shema, the halacha of somebody who's made a mistake in Kriya Shema. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Korel Mafreya, Lo Yotza. If somebody read Shema backwards, he's not Yotza. Now, what does that mean backwards? Base Dalad Aleph. Bamed Varim Amurim. When is that said? Beseda Hapsukim. Only if the Psukim are out of order. Aval Im Hiktim Parsha Lechaverta. But if you gave precedence one Parsha over and above, for example, if I read Parsha number 2 and then I went back to Parsha number 1, Afal Pisha in a Rasha, even though you're not permitted to do so, Lechatchila. But Yotza, b'di'evad yo yotza, why? Lafi she'ema smucha lo b'tayra, because even in the Tayra, these are not juxtaposition, right? We had a whole discussion in the Gemara, why that is the order. So the psukim within the parasha have to be read in order. You've got to read posuk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in order. You can't do 3, 2, 1, you can't do 1, 4, 7, you can't jump around. But the parasha is, even though lechatchila, of course, we read parasha number 1, then 2, then 3. But if I didn't, b'di'eved, you are yotze. You're not supposed to do that. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotan Gimel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the top line, Sifkotan Gimel. You got it right at the top? She'ena smucha, because they are not written next to each other in the Temerot Soloima. She'ena elo takonas chachomim. The order that we read Shema is only a takon, an institution of a chachamim. It's not the way it's written in the Torah. Shehem sidrum kach. They organized sidrum from the word seder. They organized Shema in this order. K'moy she'amru, as they said, this is the Gemara we learned, Baruch Hashem. Lomo kodmo Shema levohoyoim Shemaya. Why does Shema come before Vohoyim Shamaya? The answer is, Kadeshi Kabel Alav Oyo Malchu Shamayim Tchela. Because you should first be Makabel on yourself, Yo Malchu Shamayim, Bachakaki Kabel Alav Oyo Mitzvahs, etc., etc. Meaning, the Gemara has to rationalize why that is the order. Why do we have to rationalize the order? Because it's not the correct order of the Torah. If you open the Torah, you won't see back to back parashas number 1, 2, and 3. Shema is in parashas Vaischanan. Vohoyim Shemoya is in Parashas Ekev, Tzitzis is in Parashas Shalach, they're nowhere near each other. So the individual parashas, of course, the psukim are written back to back in the Torah, and for those you can't change, and if you did, you're not Yetzer. But the general parashas, even though Lechatchila Chazal wanted a particular order, but if you didn't do it in that order, you are Yetzer. Okay, so far, straightforward. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Beis. Koro parasha v'to'obo. This is a sugya we just learned. If you read a parasha, you made a mistake. Im yoideya heicham to'o. If you know where the mistake was, where did we see that? We saw that in Tosfos. If I know where my mistake was, Kagoin Shekara Kula. For example, I know I read the entire Shema Elo. However, Shedileg, but I omitted or I skipped Posuk Echod Be'emtza. So I know exactly what I have done and I know exactly what I haven't done. Then Choyzer Leroish Oisoi HaPosuk. Then you go back to the beginning of that particular Posuk. The Goimera Parsha. That's what that was, the Ve'elech of Tosfos. What does it mean, the Goimera Parsha? You've got to now read the whole Parsha. Why do you have to read the whole Parsha? Because it will not suffice just to read one particular Pasuk in the middle of the Parsha. Why not? Because then, once again, what are you doing? You're being Kairei Lamafreya. Ve'im, says the Shulchan Aruch, eino yoideya heichom to. But what happens if I do not know where my mistake is? Then choizer leroish haparsha. then you've got to go back, not just to that particular pasuk, because you don't know which pasuk it is. So therefore, you've got to go back to the beginning of the relevant parasha. And if you don't know which parasha it is, you've got to go back to all the way to the beginning of Shema. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Siv Cotton, Hay. We're not going to learn every single Mishnah Brura, but the main points. Says the Mishnah Brura, Siv Cotton, Hay, Ve'im Dileik Teva Achas. And what happens if you missed out one solitary word? The Shulchan Aruch spoke about missing out a pasuk. And what happens if you missed out a single word? Yesh Oimrim, there are some who say, not all, but some say, Shebozeh, in that particular case, Dai, it suffices, Sheyachzor Lo'oisoi Hateva. Unbelievable Chiddush. Some say it suffices merely to go back to that word. You do not need to go back to the beginning of that pasuk. You can literally restart in the middle of a pasuk. Unbelievable chiddush. The yigmoir, and you will then continue in hu b'mokoim shemaschil inyan b'fnei atzmoi. As long as it is a beginning of a new inyan. Kagoin, he gives an example. Shedileg mi pasuk v'shinantom tevas v'dibarto. So how does the pasuk of v'shinantom go? V'shinantom levonecha. V'dibarta abom. So v'dibarta is now a new instruction. It's not the mid, even though it's the middle of a pasuk, but you can quite happily put a comma after v'shinantom levonecha, comma, v'dibarta abom. So imagine you're sailing on merrily, and all of a sudden you realize you've forgotten the word v'dibarta. So this particular opinion says, fine, just go back to the word v'dibarta. Says the Mishnah Brura, I'm sorry to tell you, Avol b'seifa Eliyahu Rabo hechriya mikamo rishoinim detzorich lachzor la'olam l'roish oisei aposok. The Eliyahu Rabo proves from many rishoinim that there is no such thing as going back to the middle of a posok. Even if I know exactly where my mistake was, and I know it's in the middle of the posok, there is no such thing. You've got to go back to the beginning of that particular pasuk. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sikotan Vav, the Goymer HaParsha. Remember, this is what we said. It doesn't help just to reread that particular pasuk. You've got to read that pasuk and then keep on moving. Got to complete the parasha. Why? Says the Mishnah Brura, Sikotan Vav. This we pointed out before. Dim Yoyma Rak Oisei HaPasuk. Because if you just now say that particular pasuk, so what have you done? Havelei kriya lemafreya. Then you're reading out of order again. Okay, so imagine you read pasuk number one, pasuk number two, and then you skip to pasuk number four and five. And you're in the middle of pasuk five, or six, or seven. You finish the entire parasha, and suddenly you realize, oy gebalt, I missed out pasuk number three. So it does not suffice just to reread pasuk number three. Why not? Because then what is the order you've just done? One, two, four, five, six, seven, three. That's the mafreya, that's not in order. So what will I have to do? I'll have to go back to three and then reread four, five, six, and seven in order. Right, let's go now to Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel. There are a lot of details in the Mishnah Brura. Everybody is recommended or suggested to see it, but we're just trying to focus on the main points. Have a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, this was the other halacha that we saw in the Gemara, Ta'o bein parasha l'parasha. I know that I didn't miss out a pasuk. I know that what? That I'm in the middle of a parasha. Shehu yodea shesiyem parasha. I know full well that I finished one particular parasha. What's the problem, however? The Einu Yodea, he just does not know Im Rishoino, Im Shnia. So then Chayzel, a parasha Rishoino, V'yaschil V'hoyo Im Shomoya. So I know I'm in between the gaps. I just don't know exactly which particular gap. Is it gap number one or gap number two? So the halacha will be, you've got to go back to gap number one. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikoton Ches. Umairi, we're talking about She'enoi Zoicher Klal Shum Teva. He does not remember any words that he said mi parasha Shnia. If I recall saying some words of the second parasha, and now I find myself in the gaps, well, obviously I'm not in the first gap, I'm in the second gap, because I definitely remember beginning the second parasha. V'gam mairi sh'adayim lo yischil tevas v'yoymer. I know that I didn't begin the first word of the third parasha. D'im achar she'hischil v'yoymer, if after he began the word v'yoymer, ololoi sofik alimoi, Talilon the Mistoma Omagam Parsha Shnia Kafi Hergeloi. Incredible Chiddush. Once I've begun the third parasha, then we assume what? This is the Gemara we saw. If I'm in the middle of the third parasha and I suddenly think to myself, one second, did I say the second parasha at all? So we assume you said it like you ordinarily did, because you found yourself right towards the end, and therefore the likely is that you did say the second parasha. What was the final halacha? Look in the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Dalet. Ha ya oimeid bevechosavtem. This was the last halacha in the Gemara. If you're standing up to the word vechosavtem, I know that I'm about to say the word vechosavtem. The problem is I don't know which one. Ve'eino yoideya, and I do not know im bechosavtem sheva parasha rishoina, im bechosavtem sheva parasha shnia. I don't know which one am I up to. And choizel bechosavtem sheva rishoina. I've got to go back to the first bechosavtem. Now, if you're paying very, very careful attention, you might be tempted to ask the following question, which the Mishnah Berurah does ask. The example of the Gemara of a word that repeats itself was v'chasavtam. It says it twice. So therefore you may well find yourself in the situation, I'm about to say v'chasavtam, I don't know which one. One moment. Isn't there another word that repeats itself? Or k'sharatam? So why was that example not mentioned in the Gemara? So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Tes. Oimei b'vachasavtom. V'ha d'loi ka'omar b'vachasharetem, quote unquote. Why did the Shulchan Aruch not give the example of v'vachasharetem? That word is also written twice. The answer is, it's not exactly the same. If you have a siddur open in front of you, you'll notice Mishum deyesh hefresh. There is a difference. It's not exactly the same. And what is the difference? The Bakashar Tom Horishoin, the first time round, who becomes Shulosh and Yochid. Vashen Yubasegoil, it is Okashar Tem. First time round is Okashar Tom, Lois Adecho. And then of Kushar Tem, Loisal Yedchem, plural. So therefore, if I know I was about to say, or Kushar Tem, then that's the second parasha. And if I think I'm about to say, or Kushar Tom, then that's the first parasha. So therefore, this whole example of not knowing which parasha I'm up to can only apply to Bechasav Tom, because that is the identical word in both parashas. Okay, look back into the Shulchan Aruch now, where this will finish. We said that if you're not sure which Vachasavtem you're up to, you should go back to the first one. Says the Shulchan Aruch in conclusion, Vahani Mili, that is all true, Shaloi Hischi Laman Yirba Yimeichem, that I have not begun the end of that parasha of Laman Yirba Yimeichem, Yimeivanechem, etc., etc. Avalim Hischi Laman Yirba Yimeichem, Ein Tzarech Lachuzer, then you do not need to go back. Why not? The Sirche Nokit Vaasa. There's a very, very important halacha. Sirche is from the word habit, i.e. what exactly happened over here? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Yud. Im Hischil, if you began, Rot Salema, this means as follows. You're saying Shema very happily, and I find myself saying the words Laman, Yirba, Yemechem, Vimei, Venechem, etc., etc. And all of a sudden, Venistapik Loini has a doubt, Achar Kach, 1 second. Pen Omar, maybe accidentally, I said Laman, Yirbu, Achar, because Savtem, Sheba Parasha Rishoina. Laman, Yirbu is the end of which parasha? The second one, not the end of the first one. So imagine you find your mouth saying, Laman, Yirbo, Yemechem, Vimei, Venechem, Alo, Ado. And suddenly you think to yourself, 1 second, did I just jump from the Bekoshartem number one all the way to Laman, Yirbo? Did I just do that? Says the Mishnah Brura, Afilu Achi, Ein, Tzorich, Lachzor. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Mistoma Omar Kafi Hahergel. Because the likelihood is he said it like his normal habit, which is Loimar Laman Yirbu Achar or Kesavtem Shebishnia. We can safely assume that you probably found yourself Laman Yirbu after the second parasha. It means even though this guy was clearly daydreaming, and that's why he's got all types of doubts, but when you're daydreaming, what happens? The most likely scenario is that you go on to autopilot. What's autopilot? That's what the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara call Sirche Nokit. You probably just went with your habit. So you spaced out, as they call it in English. But if I find myself in the word Laman Yirbu, probably you went with your habit, you said the first parasha, and then the second parasha, and all of a sudden you think to yourself, oh, you give up, maybe I missed out the second parasha. No, unlikely you did that. When Mikol Shekein says the Mishnah Berurah, even more so in Motso Atzmoi B'Teva Acheres, if I find myself saying another word, Be'emtza a parasha, means Laman Yirbu is a bit of a chiddush because it is the pasuk that follows on Uchasavtem. So you might, in theory, have thought maybe he jumped from the first Uchasavtem to Laman Yirbu. But certainly, if that's okay, then Kol Shekein, if I find myself saying another word, I'm in the middle of the second parasha of Shema, and I space out, but I find myself saying a particular word, the likelihood is that you sailed on merrily and all is fine and dandy. So let's sum up. There are three different types of mistakes. Halacha number one, as we saw in Tosfos, I know that I made a mistake, and I know where the mistake was. That's the simplest scenario. You simply go back to that pasuk and keep on reading to the end of that parasha. Again, I know I've made a mistake and I know where my mistake is. I go back to that particular pasuk in which I made a mistake. I finish reading the pasuk and I complete the parasha. Halacha number one. Halacha number two is I know that I've made a mistake. I just don't know where I've made a mistake. I know I made a mistake, but I just don't know where. I'm 100% sure that I did not read the first parasha entirely. I definitely missed out a pasuk. But I don't know which pasuk. So that's not the same as the first case. The first case is I know I've made a mistake, but I know where my mistake is. Here, I know I've made a mistake, but I don't know where my mistake is. So you're going to have to go back to the beginning of that entire parasha. And if I don't know where it is in the entire Shema, back to the beginning of Shema. Case number three was, I'm not actually sure if I made a mistake at all. I don't know whether I made a mistake. All of a sudden, I'm having doubts in my mind. One second, did I say it? Did I not say it? Not sure. So that the Mishnah Berurah says, if I find myself later on in Shema, and all of a sudden I think, one second, did I miss out seven psukim again? So we have the principle of sirche nokat. The automatic assumption, unless we know for a fact otherwise, the automatic assumption is that he just kept reading. It's true, he spaced out. That's why he doesn't actually remember saying the words. But as long as we're not sure that he made a mistake, we can assume he said everything. Very important principle. This, by the way, is very relevant in Hilchas Tevila. When you get a phone call from a woman who says she tabled in the mikveh, and she's not sure now, did she remember to check a particular part of her guf? Halacha is, prior to the tefillah, she has to clean and check the whole guf. So there's a very big discussion based on this particular sif in Shulchan Aruch. Can we say sirche nokat? She probably checked her head, and then her neck, and then her back, and then her legs, and then her feet. If she knows she missed out a particular part of the guf, well, then she might be in trouble. But if she's not sure, can we apply the principle of sirche nokat? She probably just went, you know, from head to toe, literally, and why would we assume she missed anything out? Whole discussion, but it's all based on this particular sif. Okay, but Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we'll resume. We're going to go back to the beginning, to Daled Amud Beis, and we're going to do some Chazara Mitzvah.